Welcome back to the Thermo Diet Podcast. For anyone new here, thermo is a way of being which promotes the optimal flow of energy throughout the body. Without adequate energy, we cannot maintain the beautifully complex structure that is you and I. This podcast is all about improving your energy flow through diet, exercise, and lifestyle factors so that we can all become the best version of ourselves. I'm your host, Tyler Woodward, and today we are joined by the man, the myth, the legend, the thermo warrior himself, Jacob Miner. How you doing today, Jake?
I'm doing well, Tyler. Excited to be back on the Thermo Diet Podcast once again.
Yes, sir. Excited to have you back on. And today we're going to be discussing, you know, our journeys in the Thermo Diet, how we got here, and the newly released Thermo Diet Coaching Program. So let's dive in. So Jake, how did you get introduced? I think everyone knows this, but let's go over it again. How did you get introduced to the Thermo Diet?
Yeah, so sort of a long story in a nutshell. Always been athletic, always worked out. I got to a point where in my life I was engaged, and that kind of took a wrong turn. So I decided to go to Complete Nutrition and start a synthetic testosterone supplement called Hardcore Bulk. Worst decision I ever made, but it led me here. The ingredients were just a proprietary blend. Didn't tell you nothing. Then a couple of months after taking that supplement, I started developing very estrogenic issues. And then I kept going back to Complete Nutrition. Hey, what do I do? Then at that point, they're like, oh, take these fish oils. You know, it'll bring down your inflammation, it'll lower your estrogen, yada, yada. They had no idea at the time what was going on in either diet. And then from there, I went to low carb, tried a little bit of vegan, tried a little bit of keto, and my health just kept spiraling and spiraling and spiraling. And then at my worst point, I was severely hypothyroid, freezing all the time, poor digestion, severe estrogen dominant, to the point where I was smashing things against the wall and I had no idea why. Then I decided to go to the doctor and I developed these lumps in my chest. And at the time, I had no idea what they were. So the doctor came up with an idea to cut them out. And then I spent months and months and months, you know, contemplating that, which seemed like a terrible idea. So I didn't do it. Then I got on like black market steroid sites, and those guys were telling me the same thing. Cut it out. Take some real steroids. That kind of shit, basically. And then one day I found a Christopher Walker YouTube video. Big balls. So all of you guys probably know about that. It's one of our old popular videos. So at that point, I tried everything. I tried anything and everything everybody wanted me to do. I tried it because I had nowhere to turn to. I turned to Chris and his content, and I started following it, implementing it. And months later, I finally got some kind of results. And I'm like, man, I've been yo-yoing, dieting, you know, going nowhere for years. I couldn't pull out of this stress state. And when I started implementing Chris's earlier videos, one video worked, the next video worked, and then I was hooked. And I was the biggest Christopher Walker fan in the world. Then fast forward a couple years later, my health was kind of turning around, and Chris came out with the Thermo Diet Facebook community. So at that time, I hopped on the community. I was an expert on all of Chris's supplements, all of Chris's videos. So right away, I'm answering millions of questions. Boom, 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 boom. And then the legendary Jaden Miller, who also works here at Umzu with us, a good friend of ours, reached out to me and said, hey, you want to moderate the Thermo Diet group? I was like, hell yeah. They're like, no, you're killing it. You're starting to inspire people. You know, you're developing fans. So then I started doing that for years. A couple years into that, Jaden reached back out to me. He's like, hey, Jake, we want to ramp up your knowledge of the metabolic health world. So you want to meet Wednesdays for 3 hours after work and we'll answer all the questions you got. You know, and he kind of coached me through upping my thermo game. And then at that point, about 7 or 8 months into that, I didn't have any more questions. So I was diving into, you know, all the big dogs, Jay Feldman, Danny Roddy, Ray Pete. I was this passionate freak about watching podcasts all day long until I knew so much I could help people with their issues. I helped myself. I eliminated all of my issues that I was dealing with, every issue in the book. And then last summer, my last testosterone lab was 1,323 nanograms per deciliter. And when I started out in that stress state, I was 207 nanograms per deciliter. So I went from 156 pounds to 206 pounds. And that brings me back to the repeat energy and structure are independent at every level. I took me in this bad energy place through thriving. And you can just see the difference physically, mentally, emotionally, financially, you know, your look, how non-reactive you are, the goals you hit. It all comes with ease when you're in this high energy balance state. So that's kind of a quick story, a long story in a nutshell.
Just for reference for anyone listening, testosterone levels are measured in nanograms per deciliter, and they typically range for low T is generally considered today about 250 nanograms per deciliter. Jake was relatively low. Chris was famously got a testosterone test, had 11, which was just absolutely abysmal. And then typically anything over like 800, maybe even 1,000 is very, very, very high. And then, you know, obviously anything over 1,000 is, you know, almost super physiological. So crazy, crazy high. So Jake has made some good work. So one of the questions that I wanted to dive into a little bit was that you listed a number of, you know, issues that you had before going thermo, before finding Chris's stuff, that had to do with hypothyroidism and, you know, excess estrogen in the body. How did you know that those were the root causes of your issues?
That what was the root cause of the issues?
You know, the lack of like hypothyroidism, the estrogen, because, you know, most people would just go, you know, they say they're cold, then, you know, they put on a jacket, or they, you know, they are going to the doctor asking for something to fix their problems. How did you know that was the problem?
Yeah. So, you know, in the journey that I went through, you know, going to the doctor and seeing my estrogen levels, I think my estrogen was like 400 NGDL, which that was off the charts too. I knew I was estrogen dominant at that point because I was reading into all my issues. And then when I finally found the work of Christopher Walker, he started talking about thyroid, cold hands and feet. And through diving deep into the metabolic health sphere after finding Chris stuff, I could identify all my issues. You know, waking body temp was low, resting heart rate was low, digestion was off, poor sleep. And then I got multiple labs after labs after labs, mineral analysis. So those were kind of like the touch points that helped me identify everything. But it all started with, you know, finding Chris, and I had no idea about the metabolic world. You know, I've been in the fitness worlds, this training and that training, all these crazy influencers, and they just led me nowhere. And for the first time when I found Chris's work and I tried the first thing, it worked. You know, one of the first things I tried was the deep breathing practices. And years and years and years, even the summertime, I had cold hands and feet all the time. I just like hurt. I was cold. And started implementing more salt and do the deep breathing. And one day I was in the middle of my deep breathing practices, and my whole body just got flush warm. And I was like, no way. And Chris mentioned that in a couple of his videos, and I correlated that from there. And that was kind of the first thing that like set a fire under my ass. Like I'm going all in because I've been so bad and couldn't find any answers for years. So I guess getting a better understanding of the metabolic sphere, you know, your body, the way it works, biology and physiology through that sphere helped me identify everything. But before that, you know, I had no idea. If you guys are familiar with the different extreme diets or different realms of health and fitness, they don't talk about the whole wide picture of everything. It's kind of just like what, you know, benefits their genre. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you can go somewhere and you have no idea. They won't talk about cold hands, feet. They won't talk about the importance of balancing blood sugar. It's just not talked about. It just, they want to just support their genre. So you keep following the keto diet or vegan or carnivore, any extreme, you name it. So yeah, it definitely opened my eyes in a big way.
For sure. So what were those first couple of videos that you found with Chris and like the steps that you implemented?
The first video I watched was the big balls. And then I got into like thermal mindset principles, so within, so without. So once I started diving into Chris's mindset, you know, I was doing this yo-yo thing over and over and over, and hit a wall, hit a wall, hit a wall, hit a dead end, hit a dead end. So when I got the warm hands, you know, then I went into like Chris's mindset videos, and it kind of just pushed my mind to getting in this, like, I'm full in with this, you know, and I'm going to develop what I want to develop with my mind. So, you know, after a couple of things worked with Chris, setting your mind to accomplish this goal after you've been so broken down and beaten really helped. And then other things that came out, like plastics, you know, his awareness on plastics is huge. You know, how bad endocrine disruptors are. Everything's made out of plastics, or everything's made out of estrogen molecules, plastics, pesticides, you name it. So then I started taking all of those out of my diet, my house, everything you can name. filtering the water. And then he got into like the potatoes, carbs, that kind of stuff. Then I started implementing that. And then I just couldn't stop. I was just addicted. And then the deeper I dove in, the better my health got.
So you mentioned the deep breathing and getting really, you know, flustered and warm, which I think we've all experienced. I feel like that's a big thing. And I'd actually be curious, do you clients experience a similar thing at some point along the journey too, where it's like, this kind of just hits?
Yeah, absolutely. So everybody that I've coached throughout the last 5 or 6 years, you know, everybody comes from a different walk of life. And there is that point in your journey where things just start working. Chris talks a lot about his older videos where, you know, you replicate your cells and let's say you're at 30% of optimal health. And then you slowly climb and get it to 50, 60, 70, 80, replicating them cells. Or another thing with the thermo diet, you get this well-rounded lifestyle and you exclude all these things that are getting in your way. And I watch people as they exclude one thing by one thing by one thing and add in more activators. They just hit another level and another level and another level and another level. And it's a great feeling to be part of their journey, connect the dots for them, and continue to develop my communication and coaching skills as I work with different people. You know, as well as I know, when you come from something like keto, it's hard to implement a lot of carbs. Your system's broken, and it's also hard to get past like the dogma of carbs are bad, or, you know, protein's bad, or sugar has all these negative consequences if you consume sugar. So yeah, it's definitely a fun ride, and I'm just glad to be on it.
I've definitely have a similar journey to you. I wasn't actually, or obviously, in, you know, nearly as bad of a health place, so I was less desperate. I just kind of found Chris. It was like the science just makes sense to me. Nothing ever nutritionally had ever made sense to me from a diet perspective. Looking at the micronutrients, looking at the hormonal effects of foods, looking at the physiological effects, like you mentioned, blood sugar, thyroid, all of that good stuff, and how that relates to, you know, the food we're eating, the chemicals we're being absorbed to, exposed to on a daily basis, all of that good stuff. So going off of that, what are like the, you know, there's a lot of dogma in nutrition, diet, health, and that kind of world. And in order to get someone to go, you know, truly thermo, you have to get them to, let's say, back off of that dogma step. You know, you have to revisit it and say, you know, maybe sugar is not so bad for you. Maybe cholesterol does not need to be avoided. How do you go about navigating these things with your clients or with people in general? So let's, and we can start with a specific example if you want to do that too.
Yeah. So if we can take like polyunsaturated fats, for example.
The healthy fats.
What's that?
The healthy fats.
Yeah, the healthy fats. From my experience in the metabolic realm and my, you know, developing high communication skills, breaking something down so somebody can understand it, or giving them both sides of, you know, the good and the bad, what this person thinks, compare it. But just explaining, you know, metabolic functions of the body in detail. So if I get somebody that's taking omega-3 fish oils, you know, we can get into the Randall cycle. We'll talk about the competition between free fatty acids and glucose. You know, when you go to the doctor and you're eating a bunch of polyunsaturated fats and you go get your blood sugar tested, well, you know, your blood sugar is high, but the doctor doesn't test your polyunsaturated fats in your blood, and they do not know and or will tell you that glucose is getting blocked by the polyunsaturated fats in your system. So explaining that to somebody, you know, in a way where they can understand it, it will kind of get them thinking. And then you could also go into, you know, when it comes to insulin resistance, diabetes, that kind of thing, polyunsaturated fats are causing inflammation. They're tanking your thyroid. So if you're dealing with blood sugar issues, the last thing you want to do is block the glucose uptake in the cell. Your last thing you want to do is hinder your thyroid function and spike your stress hormones. That's kind of the root cause. You know, your stress hormones are all out of whack. They're raging, you know, and then you keep consuming polyunsaturated fats. And then I'll go into something like you go to Walmart and you're having these blood sugar cravings, like, man, I need sugar. And you know it. You get irritable, you know, your mouth's watering, you love sugar. People love sugar, and it's for a good reason. So you go to Walmart, get the cookie, and well, it's cooked in vegetable oil. So at that point, you're eating the cookie, and then you eat one, then you eat two, but you're adding on to that excess amount of polyunsaturated fats. Via the Randall cycle and the competition, you're not utilizing the glucose. So then that's why you eat the whole bag. So if you can kind of break all the metabolic functions, processes, the dogma with examples like that, you can kind of get people's head turning. And then, you know, we'll do some, I'll send him some Christopher Walker videos, some more, some Georgi Dinkov stuff, you know, shout outs to the Bulgarian Wizard, and everybody in the whole metabolic community, Jay Thelman, Danny, they all have great work on, you know, the negative effects of polyunsaturated fats. But I like to just give them examples like that and thoroughly break things down for them, because chances are, if you're taking an omega-3 fish oil right now, you've never heard what I just said. So when you're dealing with all these health problems, you know, it's good to be open-minded, not be one-track minded. And I see that a lot in the metabolic community. You know, we're definitely not authoritarian and we're definitely very open-minded. If something new comes into our world, you know, we're going to look at it logically, analytically, you know, look at the good, the bad, and dive a little bit deeper than the regular people, and then come up with our opinion. Hey, is this good for the community, or is this just another gimmick, another scheme, you know, that kind of stuff. So it's kind of how I would break it down to help people further understand or kind of change their mindset a little bit on, you know, argumentative topics like that.
For anyone that new here, obviously we're joking about polyunsaturated fats being the healthy, unhealthy fats. That was a little bit of sarcasm. The omega-3, 6, we try to avoid as much as possible fats generally. And then for when Jake's referring to the Randall cycle, he's calling about this physiological process that I forget what the name of the guy was named Randall. I forget what his actual name was or his full name. But basically, it's the idea that a cell can only burn either carbs or fat at once. And when you're burning carbs, the cells have a higher ability to take up carbs. When you're burning fats, generally the cell will have a higher ability to take fats up. So if you have high degree of free fatty acids in the blood, which is what the polyunsaturated fats get broken down to, it can block the ability, eventually it can block glucose's ability to, and the insulin receptor's ability to uptake the sugar into the cell, which can prevent it from burning the sugar. And also, you know, having too many free fatty acids in the cell itself will prevent it from burning sugar as well. So you kind of get this traffic jam built up in the bloodstream that prevents you from burning energy. And yeah, I think anything else to add there?
No, between my breakdown and your breakdown, I think we're good to go. Keep going forward.
Cool. What are the other big dogmas that you have to get through? Chip away at.
One thing that I've been dealing with a lot lately is people and their water consumption. Mm-hmm. So Tyler and I both love this topic, but minerals hydrate, overconsumption of water dehydrates. So when you talk to people about, you know, hey, you're drinking 2 gallons of water a day at the gym, you're doing excessive cardio, your water is probably not filtered. You're probably getting some weird heavy metals. You're definitely getting fluoride, chlorine. I've seen birth control in a lot of the waters in my area that I've tested. And people have this dogma idea of how, you know, you have to drink 2 gallons of water to stay hydrated. Well, yeah. When you're peeing clear all the time and you're not peeing like a more of like a lemonade color, you're flushing your minerals. So in the thermo diet or in the metabolic realm, you know, we're all about minerals to hydrate your system. So, you know, this is why we like to get a high quality milk. You're getting a ton of minerals. You're getting a good quality orange juice, you know, bone broths, and then mineral dense food, liver, you know, oysters, root vegetables. We're all about minerals. And then to go a little further into the mineral realm is minerals are cofactors for reactions in the body. People don't really get to talk about this in the other realms. But if you're completely deficient in magnesium, you don't have the cofactor to take cholesterol downstream and make testosterone. So you're at the gym all day, racking your head, doing all these crazy lifts, drinking 2 gallons of water a day, and you're 160 pounds skinny. And the next year you're 158 pounds and you're still doing the same thing and you're skinny and you're just getting more unhealthy as time goes, and you're just flushing your system even more, causing stress to ramp up, but you're trying to boost your T or build muscle and you're completely deficient.
Can you explain what a cofactor is?
Yeah. So a cofactor is basically, in short, when you export fat from the liver and convert it into cholesterol, that cofactor would be the magnesium for enzymatic reaction. So basically it's almost a carrier in a sense, and then it's bringing it downstream into pregnenolone in the mitochondria. And then from pregnenolone, you can make testosterone. But if you don't have that magnesium, you know, it's not happening. And that's not talked about in any other realm. And if it is, I don't see it very often.
Yeah, the way I describe it is like, you know, enzymes, proteins, whatever you want to call them, run the body. And every enzyme generally has a cofactor. And the way I envision it is kind of like, you know, you want your five-year-old to get to school. You need to walk them across the street, right? So you have the protein that you have. Let's say we'll take the cholesterol to exporting out of whatever reaction you want to talk about. There's hundreds of thousands of enzymes in the body. If you want the end, you can have the beginning products. Let's say sugar, and then you want to make it into, I don't know, DNA. You need something to hold its hand as it crosses the street. And without, you know, let's say magnesium in this case, or a ton of the other minerals, microminerals, electrolytes, blah, 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 it will not get there. It will never be able to cross the street without that cofactor. So if you're deficient or you don't have enough, you won't be running optimally. You won't be getting enough of those end products. And that's a lot of like what has to do with high cholesterol, and a lot of those things does have to do with that, along with a ton of other health problems, as we both know.
Systemic inflammation and, you know, mineral deficiencies can really ramp up your cholesterol level.
For sure. So back to that water conversation, though. Do you want to keep going to that? Sorry to interrupt.
Just want to make sure everyone knew what we're talking about. You know, one of the toughest things I find, too, as, you know, my understanding of metabolic health increases and I get better and better and better because I'm so passionate about this. It's just tough to not reach out to anybody on my Snapchat, on my social media accounts that are like, get your water in, or, you know, took my omega-3s. I'm doing 15 miles on the treadmill and I'm drinking my 2 gallons of water. You know, I don't, but yeah, that's kind of, we hit it on the head there with that. Those are some big ones. Polyunsaturated fats, overconsumption of tap water. It's hurting people and it's hurting people bad.
Yeah. And if you guys are interested in looking how bad your tap water is, you can go on to the EWG and type in your zip code and it will tell you or give you a couple options based on where you get your water from. And there's usually a laundry list of things that are beyond, I think it's the WEFs or maybe it's the WHOs health recommendations. So like for me, I have chlorine, bromine, I believe, and a bunch of other like triterpenes, chemicals that I mean, I'm into this community and I don't even know the names of, because they are basically industrial byproducts typically, and they are not beneficial for our health in any shape or form, nor should we be getting exposed to them. So that's one of the issues. I mean, basically, like we are, if you think about it, we have a very similar concentration in our bodies to the ocean, which is obviously very mineral dense. And so, you know, it's like we're a Gatorade bottle. And if you just keep pouring water in, you're just going to dilute said Gatorade bottle. Same reason you're not supposed to drink distilled water, because the water is diluted, distilled of all its minerals. And, you know, we're basically a bag of structured water, which we can dive into, but basically our cells are just a big clump of gel with highly concentrated packed minerals in them. And when you just flush your system with water, you tend to decrease the amount of minerals in it as a result, because, you know, something has to leave. The water will attract sodium, potassium, maybe calcium, maybe magnesium. So you don't want to just flush yourself out. It can actually be of detriment. On top of what Jake said, all the pesticides, herbicides, all that good stuff that you're getting exposed to in tap water. And it's not that we're saying hydration is not important, which I think is a big thing. It's just that you have to hydrate the right way, which Jake, what's your go-to hydration routine?
I'm big on, I like an intracellular cocktail while I work out, 5 grams of salt. Right now I'm using a Redmond's. I do like to stock up on, I like Icelandic flake salt. It's a little spendy, but it's absolutely delicious. And then maybe a little coconut water. Sometimes I like to put a little methylene blue in there to kind of get me going a little bit. But yeah, if you know, bone broths, milk, juices, orange juice in particular is a heavy hitter. Those are kind of things. Then the foods. So it's kind of a weird thing to think about if you're not used to the community, that water can dehydrate because it's flushing those minerals. And if you're consuming a bunch of minerals, you're actually hydrating the system. And you can see from somebody that's completely depleted and hurting to the point where they're, you know, on a good level and they're very hydrated, the skin, you know, the smoothness of the skin, it's just like night and day. And they can just, you know, I don't drink water anymore. I ingest, you know, maybe even 10 grams of salt. If you're 15, if you're somewhere where it's super hot, you're training all day long, maybe you need that much to keep the system hydrated. But yeah, those are kind of just my regular go-tos. They're all convenient. You get them Trader Joe's, most big cities, mineral dense drinks and mineral dense foods.
Going through all of these, like these big changes that you've made in your life and going through all the dogma, how, you know, you went into a little bit, but how has your day-to-day life changed, you know, having been thermo not necessarily into the nitty gritty, but you know, I feel like you are Thermo's biggest advocate and for good reason, because, you know, you've seen huge changes in your, you know, I guess your, you know, why don't you go into like what has changed in your, in Jake's noggin and Jake's world that we can't see from the outside?
Yeah. So a couple of the big things, when you are in a severe stress state, and this isn't for everybody, but I find people that I work with or the people I know that are in a severe stress state, you're also financially wrecked. You know, if you can't poop for a month or you're completely depleted, you're losing your hair, hypothyroid, generally you're having money issues too. So that's one big thing. I like to say physically, mentally, emotionally, financially, because it all kind of comes with it. So I was in a place where I was fighting for my daughter in court over and over and over. So I was going through this bad health time. And then I was taking out all these loans because I wasn't going to let my daughter go. I'd cut my arm off before I let that happen. So that was kind of adding to the systemic stress, is financial stress. And then, you know, years of that went by, and it ended up being like thousands and thousands of dollars on court cases. And then I ended up going for my son when I thought I was done. So that's not easy for anybody. It's one of the most stressful things in the world. My children are the most important things, you know, to me there is. So not only was my health depleted, but I was about to lose my kids. It was a tough thing, but I won. So then, you know, as my journey kept going, things got better financially. You know, I ended up racking up a bunch of credit card bills because I had to take out these loans. And that's detrimental. You know, crazy bills hurt the team no matter what, especially if you're in a bad place. And then that kind of went away. You know, and then I went from working at a successful oil company to going to Umzu. So the Thermodive Facebook group's been around for almost 6 years. And I've been at Umzu a little over 3, and I was doing part-time at the oil company. So I was 100% Thermo, raging in this better place, but I was skinny. You know, I had my hands in additives, esters, oil-based stuff all day long, breathing in all these fumes, being as Thermo as I can. But my health really took off when, you know, I got to work from home, and then just do what I love for a living. When you can do what you love for a living, it's not even like working. And then a couple other things that I like to talk about that I developed with my Thermo journey is you develop a certain kind of awareness. So to go back to when I won full placement of my daughter, I think she was 2.5, 3. Well, I was dealing with all these crazy, crazy health issues. And at one point I had 11 lumps inside my chest, you know, skinny fat, all these problems I already talked about earlier in the podcast. But I won that court case, you know, and I'm crying and, you know, so get home, and I bought my daughter a new bike, and we're walking on this bike, and it should have been the most beautiful bike ride that I've ever had in my life, just this conversation, but I wasn't there. I was checked out. This problem, what do I do about this, la la la. So developing this awareness of enjoying, you know, your time and being in the moment is something I've developed, you know, with the more Thermo I become. You go to your parents' house and you have a conversation, cup of coffee, you know, you go up there and tell them about, you know, shrunken testicles, no libido, all these lumps. Mom, should I get these lumps cut out? Or do you go out there and just smile and make them laugh and enjoy this conversation? And then you remember that conversation 2 days ago, and they remember, you call them up, laugh again about what you talked about. You know, developing that kind of awareness is one of the most beautiful things about the Thermo diet journey there is. And as I coach these people and they get to certain levels of that Thermo, you know, get close to the Thermo effluent zone, they start developing that awareness as well. And then, you know, kind of a little turn of the awareness is when I start coaching people and they get this better understanding and they're feeling better, then they're like, oh, you know, I noticed my blood sugar is getting low after 2 hours, or, you know, I felt a little depleted today, you know, and I did this, or I switched this up because this was happening. When you get to the point where you know your body, you know, and you have an overall understanding of metabolic health, that awareness can help you get, you know, to the next level as well. So seeing other people develop that awareness is a beautiful thing too.
So one of the things that I think is an underrated aspect of going Thermo that people don't really talk about or, you know, really focus on, and I think we put a big emphasis on it in terms of, you know, repeat and that sort of world, is that, you know, a lot of repeat saying was like think, perceive, act, right? There is no repeat diet. It's a philosophy for how to think. And one of the things that I think is really interesting, and one of the things that I think you're focusing a lot on in the coaching program, is really guiding people or giving people that, you know, guiding hand to really get in tune with their body. Would you agree with that, or how do you see it?
Absolutely. It kind of goes back to the awareness I just talked about. You know, when you can teach somebody, you know, how biology and physiology works, and then they can identify, hey, man, this is what Jake talked about. Then they dive a little bit into estrogen dominance, and then they dive into a little bit of, hey, these are 13 things that cause it. These are 10 things that help it. This is what the metabolic world says. Yes, absolutely. They develop that in their awareness as well.
And so, like, what are the big things that you're like, when it starts to really click for people that you start to see, you're like, all right, he's starting to get it.
It depends, because so many people come from different walks of life. So if I'm working with somebody that has like severe sleep issues, and then the first thing I like to get into, besides like the main thermodiet principles, is balancing your blood sugar. So if you have severe sleep issues, and when I talk to somebody about that, they're like, what does that have to do with balancing blood sugar? Well, if your muscle glycogen is depleted, your liver glycogen is depleted, and you're sleeping, and let's say you go to bed about 10 o'clock, and then it's about 1 o'clock, well, your cortisol starts to spike because your mind's always on. And then you need that stored liver glycogen to shoot up to the brain to downregulate cortisol and keep sleeping. So to explain that to somebody and watch them implement it, and then, you know, have them tell their mom or dad about like, hey, started balancing my blood sugar, and it took, you know, maybe like 3 months of thermo because I was all backed up with a bunch of polyunsaturated fats, stopped consuming them, started adding in, you know, thermal activators, lowered stress. And then they actually said, Jake, I'm starting to store liver glycogen, because instead of staying up, waking up to pee three times, you know, I've been doing that glass of milk that you said when you get up, or a glass of orange juice and salt, and that makes me fall back asleep right away. But eventually at the 3-4 month mark, you know, when everybody's in a different place, could be 6, could be 1 month. Like, no, I started sleeping. So does that mean I'm storing my storing liver glycogen adequately? And yeah, you know, and then at the same time, you know, they're waking body temp and resting heart rate, they keep getting hotter and keep getting hotter, and then all of a sudden they're sleeping. So then they're learning, man, I can correlate my waking body temp, resting heart rate with me sleeping through the night and balancing my blood sugar. Then you can kind of see it clicking. But yeah, as the journey goes on with certain people, they have different issues on different topics, but that's just one example.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and the liver's kind of like our little battery pack, our little portal. And some people's, you know, gets clogged, or it stops recharging all the way, I guess you could say.
Yeah, and if you can't store that, balancing your blood sugar is, in my opinion, probably the most overlooked thing there is. In the health realm, you know, we talk about it to our blue in the face of metabolic health, but if you go to any other of the health genres, nobody talks about balancing your blood sugar. You know, you even need glucose for the conversion from T4 to T3 in the liver. So if you're fasting or low carb, you don't have glucose to help create that, you know, conversion, so it ain't even happening. And you know, once you talk to people about this and they start implementing and the waking body temperature is going up because you are getting that conversion, you know, and you are sleeping through the night and it is lowering your stress, and they can see that, they're sold for life, then they become thermal warriors themselves, and then they're teaching it. So
yeah, it's very counterintuitive to a lot of people, the whole, you know, drink some sugar when you wake up. And I think it's one of the most effective things when people do integrate it. Like, I've had my couple of family members have asked me, and I've had them do it, and they're like, wow, this helps a lot. Personally, it works every time for me. Like, just go drink a glass of orange juice. And it's funny, like, I'll drink a glass of water sometimes because, like, you know, you're thirsty, and it does not have nearly a similar effect. Like, the orange juice, a little bit of ice cream, milk or something will knock me right back out. The sugar really helps you go back to sleep, just because it helps to, you know, a lot of times you need that battery pack, that liver glycogen, to, if it's running empty, you're going to wake up. And that's why we wake up in the morning. It's why we have this huge cortisol spike in the morning to replenish that liver glycogen. So that's definitely a helpful tip, especially people, I mean, in all walks of life, but dealing with poor sleep or a number of other issues related to hypoglycemia or low blood sugar imbalance. So within the thermodynamic coaching program, like what are you really offering there? You know, give me the elevator pitch.
Some things that we're offering in the thermodynamic one-on-one coaching. So you're going to get a fully customized training nutrition plan tailored to hit your goals. During this podcast, we talked about people that are estrogen dominant, my estrogen dominance, people with poor sleep. So having a tailored plan according to, you know, what issues you're having and what can get you where to go is very beneficial. Then you're going to get 4 45-minute one-on-one coaching calls a month. Then you're going to get a customized workout, nutrition, and supplement supplement plan. A lot of people will follow one guy or this guy or that guy and go with their weird nutrition stuff, or they'll take 46 supplements and there are big leverage supplements that you need, but I see some people, to be honest, with like 26 supplements a day. So having me break that down and identifying some things that'll work for you and the goals we set, what's going on with your system, is a good idea. And it's another big leverage point in the coaching program. And then another huge one too, I like to talk about a lot, is identifying key areas of concern. So a lot of people will get to the Thermo diet and they're like, Jake, no, what's going on? I've been eating Thermo to a T, you know, and I can't sleep through the night. And then we'll get on a call, you know, like a consultation call, and I'll look at their macros. I'll have them break it down, and they weren't breaking down right. They're consuming 70% fat. They're kind of bogging the liver down with the fat. And they had no idea. And then on top of that, they're not getting in a lot of the minerals like we talked about. So they're taking a small understanding of Thermo and implementing a little stuff and thinking that's it. Mm-hmm. There's more to it. So identifying, you know, four or five things that you think are right or you didn't know about, that helps expedite, you know, your Thermo diet journey to get from, you know, where you're at now to that Thermo state. Then there's going to be an individualized goal setting. You know, I want you to have, you know, hit some more goals just besides health goals. You know, what other kind of life goals do you got? You know, when we talked about being in this very bad place, you know, physically, mentally, emotionally, financially, to being in a good place, you know, then what are your goals then? You know, what are your goals in the meantime? I also want to set those with you. Obviously, one-on-one communication with Coach Jake, access to the group forum. So a lot of you guys watching this are familiar with the Thermo diet Facebook community. So we have our own private coaching forum, Thermo diet coaching forum, kind of like a little Facebook group forum, et cetera. You'll get access to that. Then we're going to start doing Q&As, exclusive Q&As with Tyler and myself, probably get Chris to hop on, and maybe we can get some metabolic world special guests. That would be cool. And then a monthly newsletter, weekly check-in survey, and then weekly update to program training. We're always going to be updating it. The coaching program is always going to grow. So expect changes, expect growth, that kind of stuff.
In terms of, so like, what is the advantage? And obviously I know the advantage, but I'll let you answer the question of, you know, going through Thermo diet coaching, going through the program with you versus, you know, just buying the book and integrating the principles.
Yeah, I think I kind of hit it on the head a little bit, but, you know, the book's great. The book can teach you a lot, but everyone's coming from a different walk of life. So your approach, your plan is going to be a little different, and it has to be customized. Everybody's, you know, system is running different. You're coming from different issues no matter what. So to expedite your time, to expedite your journey, to get you where you need to go a lot faster is, you know, one of the main things, main reasons of the coaching program. If you go back to the beginning of this podcast and I was telling you all these problems I had, you know, at this years of yo-yo dying and thinking I have cancer and freaking out and going through stuff with my daughter, I would have loved to run into a Jake Miner 6 years ago. Let me help you speed this up. You know, let's get this behind you and speed it up. I get a lot of questions like, hey, I'm vegan. How do I transition to the metabolic health world? Well, that's another reason for coaching. If you're carnivore, you know, keto, or if you've been doing like 72-hour dry fast, you tanked your metabolism, thyroid, that kind of stuff, that's another reason for a coach. And then also talked about identifying the key areas of concern. You know, you could be doing 2, 3, 4 small things wrong, and they could be really affecting you. But if you're not identifying them, you know, you're kind of taking the really long road to getting to where you need. So to expedite that journey and that road is going to be the biggest reasons for the one-on-one coaching.
For sure. Yeah. And it seems like you're getting a lot of very promising, good results with your clients. So that's been awesome to see. I was going through the testimonials of the week and cropping them up into little videos, and it was really awesome. You know, you're definitely getting some people that are seeing huge results, which is great to see. Cool. Yeah. So, and then I'm also offering one-on-one coaching. Both are under like the UMZU Fit umbrella, UMZU Fit coaching umbrella, which we'll get a little bit more cohesive as we built the branding and all that stuff as well. But it's very similar to Jake's coaching. Mine is a little bit more fitness oriented. So, you know, we do all the nutrition, all the diet stuff for you as well, but it's mostly focusing on improving your physique, because that's kind of where I specialize in. But we can also do as much of the Thermo diet stuff as possible, or as you would like to. And we have on the four times a month, the meetings, you get a free customized program from yours truly. As you may or may not know, I have a couple of biomechanics certifications. So that is my background, kind of how I dove into the Thermo diet. I was looking to get, you know, put on some muscle, and it kind of led me to looking to hormonal balance and found Chris through Greg and went in that direction. So yeah, so we do all the fitness coaching. It's, again, it's more oriented on the fitness, but it's also, you know, obviously needs to tie the fitness to the nutrition and have those together. And, you know, I think that about covers that. And then we also are offering the team coaching, which is really cool. I'm really excited for that. It's actually my original intent with the coaching, which is basically you're going to pay a much smaller fee a month. It's currently $25 a month. And you basically get access to this Umzu team coaching, and we're going to expand this out drastically. So eventually you'll have a quiz that'll take you to whichever direction you want to go, which could be, you know, how many days a week you want to work out. Are you a man or woman? Are you trying to gain muscle, lean down? Are you in it for mobility? Do you want to work out? Like, you don't really, you just want to do the minimalist dose, all these different types of programs. And then you'll get access to those weekly things, and you get all the training videos, the exercise libraries. And that'll be, so like, if Jake and I is the coaching program, it's like 0 to 100. We want to get there as fast as possible, dig ourselves out of this health hole, get to where we want to be ASAP. You know, this is going to be, you know, your slow and steady gradually progress to, you know, the place you want to be, the highest state that hopefully we can all achieve. And we are currently offering a 30-day free trial on the team coaching. So there will be links to all of those in the podcast description. So if you want to join either Jake and I's coaching with one of us, or I highly recommend for anyone on here, definitely check out the 30-day free trial on that coaching, and you'll definitely get some gains. Jake and I have been doing this style of fitness, and we've seen some, as Jake would say, juicy gains. but it's basically very focused on like the biomechanics and lifting with your body and how muscle building actually works without really, you know, trying to stress yourself out. And obviously building muscle is one of the most beneficial things you can do from a metabolic health perspective as well, because muscle burns fat, and that means the rest of your body can burn more sugar, and then we can eat more. So it's a win.
Yeah, I'd like to add real quick, you know, last May, the May before last, I switched from a, you know, always going to PRs, some of the dogma working out. I've been through, you know, different realms, kettlebells, all this crazy stuff. And I kind of, when you think about, well, what Tyler kind of opened my eyes to is, you know, you think about the thermo diet, and you're identifying all these things, the dogma, you're identifying all these. Well, I was doing so many things wrong throughout the years in the gym. Biomechanics, or just, you know, kind of using physics and or getting out of the way of the wrong things, kind of like you implement the wrong things in thermal. You do those in the gym all day. There is that dogma. Oh, my shoulder hurts. I'm just going to get that shoulder workout in. And I was that guy too. And then, you know, at that point last May, I was 193 in a good place metabolically. And then I've been implementing Tyler stuff, and it's July. So 15 months, I went from 193 to 208. Those are huge gains. But when you're in a good place metabolically and you're doing, you know, the biomechanics and you're working with the body, not getting in the way of the body in the gym and in the kitchen, you know, you're vibrant on all levels. So thanks, Tyler, for, you know, opening my eyes to the biomechanic world and identifying the things I was doing wrong in the gym.
Sir, I appreciate it. Definitely good to see you get some results. Always more results go around, and it's great how the two pair together. You know, you get better metabolic health, you'll be able to progress a lot more, a lot faster in the gym. But yeah, it always amazes me how I think like the metabolic world or our sphere is so ahead in the nutrition realm, and then they take like 5 steps back on the fitness realm. And I'm just like, everyone that's talking about like lifting, like, I'm just like, dude, you're dropping the ball here. It's cool. I think that's one of the very unique things we offer with our coaching, is that we are, you know, we've got both sides dialed in. You get the fitness, you get the nutrition. So we're going to look better, feel better, be better, hopefully, than everyone. So I think that's about all I have in terms of the coaching program. Is there anything else you want to add there, or differentiating between our two programs?
No, I think we touched base pretty good on both our sides.
Definitely make sure to check those programs out. We're really excited getting people in there. It's been awesome to work with people. Do you want to talk about any of, like, you know, your big takeaways from going from, you know, Jake Wine to the Thermo? Or I guess you've been coaching for a long time, but your big takeaways from helping people coach, maybe this new formal coaching program as well?
Yeah, we kind of touched base a lot on the programs already.
just like more so from like working with the people though, like, you know, how has that changed your perspective in terms of like, you know, maybe what you're doing or explaining to people or all those things? Like personally, I don't know, I feel like you're kind of probably a similar way, but you know, I eat pretty similarly day to day. You know, if I write a workout, it's going to happen. Sick, clean, day, night, I'm going to get done. I'm kind of a robot in that regard, and a lot of people are not. So convincing certain people, even my friend who I've been helping lift recently, like, she's like, do I really have to do the cable version of, like, let's say a lateral raise? I'm like, you're going to get literally 110% more out of this cable version. Do you have to do it? No. But for me, in my head, I'm just like, all right, well, even if it's 10% better, if I can get a fraction of a percent more out of it, then why would I not do it? Why would I settle for something less than optimal? But that's not how everyone works. So there's a lot of like interesting insights, you know, both as a coach and a person that I've been learning about people.
Yeah, I learn a lot, and it's definitely, everyone's a different puzzle. Everyone comes from a different walk of life. I've got, one guy that insists on intermittent fasting, and we can talk about the negatives till you're blue in the face. He still wants to do it. Jake, with your expertise, can we still be thrown on fast? So that's kind of a new one for me. I haven't ran into that yet, but I'm sure I'm going to run into different nuances as we go. But to give a little update on this gentleman, he's down to just eating, stop eating at 7 and eating when he wakes up. So that's good enough for me. His waking body temp's up. So I think he's actually to the spot where he's storing enough liver glycogen and stuff. But took about 6 months with my knowledge and my communication skills to finally get him to bend this way a little bit.
Yeah, tell him the only time you need to fast really is, you know, between dinner and between breakfast.
Yeah.
it's called breakfast, breakfast, breakfast. Awesome. So we'll dive into a couple quick questions. Thermo diet Q&A. It's been a while since we've hopped on done one of these. Maybe we can do a joint one on the Instagrams this week with the UMC Fit Thermo diet coaching. That could be fun. But what are your big three supplement recommendations?
So kind of touch base a little bit on how much we like minerals. So one of my go-to supplements is a magnesium supplement. I'm a big fan of ours, Daily Mag here at UMZU. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of Big G, Georgie's Magnoil. I like the agent minerals like bath flakes. Those are very effective too. And then, you know, making some magnesium bicarbonate water at home or just getting the Gerald Siner. We talk a lot about, you know, these cofactors with magnesium. Well, just, you know, the big three cofactors, you know, what you're doing with your cholesterol, you're making testosterone. Magnesium is important. Then you talk about ATP, adenosine triphosphate. You know, the energy, basically, you're got to be familiar with that nuance or that saying. Well, it's the same thing. It still has to be magnesium is a cofactor for that as well. And then it also brings down inflammation. And then, you know, on top of that, people don't think about, but it's also a cofactor for using sugar. So pyruvate dehydrogenase, you need magnesium to use your sugar. I was watching some old Ray stuff and, you know, back in the 40s, 50s, people are going in the doctor, I feel depressed, doc. And then they're injecting, you know, magnesium. And they're like, all right, I'm good. You know, and then nowadays you go in there, you're depleted. They don't even care about the minerals, but that's the building blocks like we talk about. Here's an SSRI. Well, it's funny to me, like, if you can't use your sugar, if you can't make testosterone and you can't use your energy just because you're, you know, depleting the magnesium. Yeah, you feel depressed. So magnesium is one of my big ones. I like to get that in all the time. I like to even use a little Magnoil before I work out. I like to take the Daily K before bed. You know, if I'm pushing myself pretty hard in the gym or doing stuff athletically, you know, I like a magnesium salt flake bath from Agent Minerals, that kind of stuff. It helps with so many things. And I can't say it enough how important minerals are. And then, you know, my favorite supplement, aspirin. I'm a big fan of Jerry Care Aspirin, you know, for the million benefits it does. Lowering stress, helping balance blood sugar. It can even help glucuronidate the polyunsaturated fats out of your blood, boost your dopamine. I could go on for 100 different positive things. So I'm a big fan of old school aspirin. And I'm also a big fan of, you know, things people have been doing for thousands of years. You know, the, going back to the Egyptians, they're chewing on white willow bark. And the pharaohs and the, in the Egyptian days wanted to live forever, right? Well, what were they doing? Aspirin. You know, so I'm a big thing. I'm a big fan of things like that. Anything that's been around thousands of years, we've been using it in like ancient Chinese medicine. Asian Egyptians were using it. So those things that have been around forever, I'm a big fan. And I'm also,
and you know, for those that don't know, the white willow bark is where aspirin is derived from. So they're chewing a little aspirin.
Yeah. So makes sense that, you know, the pharaohs that wanted to be immortal were taking aspirin. And then I'm also a big fan of, I like the fat soluble vitamins, A, D, K, and E. And I'm kind of tater tottering with progesterone, repeats progest E. You know, similar, you know, aspirin mimics progesterone, but I'm also a big fan of, you know, vitamin A for the thyroid, vitamin D for hormone production, you know, vitamin E for cellular health, and then K2, you know, improving your mitochondria, you know, the rate limiting factor, STAR, the electron donators and acceptors, aspirin, progesterone, K2. I'm a fan of all of those. So those probably be like my big four, I guess you could say.
I definitely try and get, and it's nice that you recommended, especially for the magnesium, getting a number of those in different forms. Like you had the topical, you know, the, and you could argue that the salts also topical, going in the ocean, also technically topical magnesium. And then you have, you know, the supplemental, if you want to call it that, or like oral, whatever you want to call it, with like daily mag, but getting in your salt, getting in your magnesium, that's definitely where I rely. I think aspirin can be a huge help. Vitamin K, I think a lot of people need more of. I definitely am not a huge fan. I think vitamin D can be supplemental, but I think vitamin A you really want to get from food particularly. So getting in that liver, I think, is so important. My friend, same person I'm helping out with, has some issues with dandruff. And I was looking up some Ray P quotes, and he basically repeatedly said dandruff is generally a sign of vitamin A deficiency. So I'll keep telling her. I was like, hey, you're going to make you try liver. But yep, eggs, milk, all that good stuff will help as well. And getting in, you know, A, D, E, and K are so important. I think E is a good one to really supplement with too, because it's hard to come by in your food, especially without a bolus of polyunsaturated fats with it. So usually the highest foods with the most vitamin E that contain the most vitamin E is something like sunflower oil or safflower oil. So you're getting a lot of vitamin E, but you're getting a ton of omega-3s, omega-6s, those things that vitamin E helps to protect. So that, which is why you typically find the two in nature. Olive and avocado oil also have some vitamin E. So yeah, I would say probably aspirin, magnesium, 100%. Oh, and I'm a huge fan of B1, 2, 3, and 3. I find the B vitamins just, they're so important, and they also act as cofactors. Remember, you can't get to A, from A to B without these cofactors in the body. And 1, 2, and 3, B1, such as thiamine, riboflavin, or riboflavin, and niacin or niacinamide or NMN, however you want to talk about it, are all in cofactors in the process of burning sugar for fuel. And the more, and detoxifying alcohol. So a lot of people are deficient in them from that. So getting in these extra B vitamins can be very, very, very helpful. And personally, I take them before every podcast. They make me slow down a little bit, make me feel a little bit more cool, calm, and collected. And generally, they're one of my favorite supplements. I really, really cannot talk about enough the benefits of a quality B vitamin supplement. And I think a lot of people take really bad quality B vitamin supplements, which isn't necessarily going to, you know, have a deleterious health effect, but you'll probably take it and you won't feel anything, because like the forms they use, you need to get way more of to get the same effect versus like the very, very high quality forms. So when you take a really good quality form B vitamin supplement, I think you feel it pretty instantly, I would say. Would you agree?
Oh, 100%.
Cool. Another question we had. Go-to cooking oils, and for like what purpose?
Go-to cooking oils?
Yeah.
So, you know, and a lot of the Thermo Diet people know that follow me, I've been getting my Thermo Chef on since I was 7. I was standing on a stool, burning a little brush your teeth stool with my mom, burning my wrist. So I've been cooking big meals since I was 7. My dad's a huge cook. He also specializes in like smoking foods, baking. So I cook all the time, and my favorite is just going to be a good grass-fed butter. I like the canola supernatural. Some areas you can't get it. It's from a Mennonite. complex in Iowa, you know, or I'll just use something like Organic Valley. But butter is my go-to for taste. You know, you're getting a good amount of vitamin A, like you talked about already. And then sometimes I like to use fully hydrogenated coconut oil. So, you know, the fully hydrogenated is going to be the best form. They actually extract the PUFAs out of there. Is it that crucial if you're in a good place? No. But I like to do, every once in a while, I'll do a like top sirloin with some peaches and pears or some apples, and I like it in a coconut oil. So if you guys haven't tried that yet and you're thinking about, hey, what kind of meals can I add in? Do a steak and some fruit in some butter or some kind of fruit in a coconut oil, and your flavor palate just...
sounds so delicious.
Yeah, those are my top two. You know, I like the tallow every once in a while. I'll do like some homemade fries and like the epic beef tallow. I've cooked with ghee, but I kind of stick to the butter. I like the nice brown you get on the meats, on the food. And I'm just a huge fan of the taste of butter.
Yeah, I like butter a lot. I think butter is my number one followed. Actually, probably coconut oil. I use coconut oil a lot. I think it's mostly, I think you're going to be the most likely to burn coconut oil because all of the MCTs, so it makes it more metabolic, if you want to call it that. I don't use fully hydrogenated, don't really have anything against it, just kind of not as easy to come by as going to the store and getting coconut oil. Butter would definitely be my number two, followed by olive oil. But I don't really cook with olive oil that much. Like, butter is goated. I don't really mind coconut oil. I kind of like it. So, and the things I end up cooking with, like, probably don't, I cook my eggs with coconut oil, and so that's every day. And then, you know, a lot of the things I cook with, like the ground beef, you don't even need to add fat. But when I am going to cook, I'm going to end up using butter because butter is by far my favorite. Honestly, kind of, I used to use ghee a lot. Kind of think it's pointless. The more I think about it, like, not that it's bad or anything. It's just like, don't think it tastes as good as butter. Don't think it really has any inherent benefits over butter unless you really, really can't digest lactose, which then it can be good. Tallow is dope. I've been trying to look into tallow skincare. I've been using coconut oil on the beach. It has like a small SPF, helps you tan a little bit too, potentially. But I think tallow skincare people rave about probably because the fat composition is closer to our fat composition, more so than coconut oil, which is very, very hydrogenated. Both can be good, but a lot of people find coconut oil to be comedogenic, so like can clog your pores. Any other questions you want to hit on the head?
No, I think that was a very, very solid podcast, and I'm thinking the Thermal Warriors and the community is really going to like it.
Thank you guys for tuning in. So if you, I again, will put all the links to that stuff into the description below. And just an FYI, Jake will be from now on a recurring guest in the Thermo Diet podcast. Every other week, we're going to start doing reviews of the full episodes, and you'll kind of hear our thoughts go back and forth, and you hear where our heads are at and what we're thinking. That's about it, guys. Jake, where can everyone find you if they haven't already found you?
You can find me in the Thermo Diet Facebook community, helping everybody I can in the world inside there. Then you could also check out my Instagram, Jacob J. Miner. There's a bunch of food posts, supplementation, lifting, the whole metabolic stuff on my Instagram as well.
Yes, sir.
Where can people find you, Tyler?
I guess I don't really say this very much. I have my own personal fitness Instagram at TylerWoodward_fit. I also run the Thermodiet, Umzi Fit, and Recommended Daily Value. That's my mini podcast that we do, which is back on the market as of a couple weeks ago. So to the moon we are going. Been grinding on that. And I'm also on Twitter, TikTok. I'm all about, usually it's all at TylerWoodward_fit. I think my Twitter is Tyler_Woodward_. But that's about it. And thank you guys all for tuning in. Jake, it's always a pleasure having you on. And until next time, guys, be good.